Yeah, it's nice to see us make some noise and do a little scratching there in the ninth inning and fight all the way till the end. Those are my expectations, despite some very rugged circumstances that we're all walking through right now. This group did a nice job there. Unfortunately, by that time, we were playing catch up. I thought Bump threw the ball real well. I ended up removing him from the game because of a left adductor spasm. When I heard that news, I just felt like it was, it would be foolish to send him back out there. And it was time to turn it over to the bullpen, get him off his feet and get him evaluated. So we feel like he's in a good spot, and we're going to continue to monitor him throughout the night. Offensively, we were grinding. Their starting pitcher had a very good night, and I thought we were driving up that pitch count in the early innings, and then it stalled out, and we didn't have those typical pitch counts where we could get them out of the game, maneuver into their bullpen. So, look, it was a tough night. We got to turn the page, as we do and do often and do well, come out here and play a good baseball game tomorrow night.
Cameron Cox.
Tori, what were your conversations like with Madison? Looked like he was fighting with you kind of maybe to stay in the game a little bit. And is this something that he had brought up before? Or is this a new injury?
I don't think, no, it was nothing that he talked about or mentioned until I heard about it in the what would have been the top of the fifth inning. So, Bum is a competitor. He is relentless out there, and he wants to go as hard as he can for as long as he can, and he wants his teammates to follow. And I love that mentality. It's very contagious. So for me to have to walk up to him and reason with him sometimes it doesn't work. So I had to make a tough decision and just tell him that was it. It was time. And he doesn't want to come out of the games. And I think he reluctantly accepted that and, got in the training room, got him evaluated. And hopefully this is something that we caught in time.
Tori, what was the discussion in terms of letting him take that at bat?
Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure what was happening because he was leading off, and the information came to me quickly, and I said, "How you doing? You good with this at bat?" And he said, "Yeah, he was good with the at bat." And then when he came back in after the at bat, I was able to start to fill in the gaps there a little bit and get the information that I needed. So it happened fast. It was a crazy, 7 minute period of time, but obviously at that point, with him wanting to go back out there, I felt like it was time to maneuver and get him evaluated.
Zach Buchanan.
Tori, where is your adductor, and is this something that you feel like will go away the next time he has to pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard very positive interpretations from the training staff, and obviously we're going to monitor him and see how he feels in the coming days. So I'm very optimistic through these types of situations. It's near the groin area. It's the muscle on the inside of the thigh.
Case, I think you're frozen on our end.
Audio. Can you guys hear us now?
Right, yes.
Nick, before
affirmative.
Before I go ahead.
Tori, is Madison going to need tests, do you think, on this, or you feel like it's minor enough that he won't even need that?
Yeah, I feel like that's the information that came to me from the training staff. We'll monitor him, and I don't think at this point tests are going to be needed.
Steve Gilbert.
Tori, do you have a starter for tomorrow for us?
We do not. I'm going to walk back into my office, and we're going to have some conversations as soon as I'm done with you guys.
Okay. We saw that Corbin Martin was scratched from his start tonight in AAA Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can tell us about that?
I have no information on that right now.
Cameron Cox.
Tori, what's the attitude, the mood right now? I mean, it's another day, another injury. I mean, you said the other day you've never seen something like this before in your career. Just what do you talk to the guys about? I mean, what's the feeling like right now in the clubhouse?
Yeah, the vibe is good. The vibe is solid. These guys are they're very resilient. And I've been talking about the bend, don't break attitude. And look, my messaging has been very clear. It takes an organization to win baseball games and continue moving through a successful championship style of season. And those are our expectations, and we'll never fall below those standards. And that's what I feel, and that's what the coaches feel, and that's what the players feel every single day. And you know, dealing with adversity is always a challenge, but it's how you come out of it on the other end, piece by piece and day by day, is what creates the chemistry that we have. So the attitude, I feel like at times gets a little frustrating, especially after getting the news that we got here with this adductor strain with Bum, and this is about the seventh or eighth consecutive day where we've had news like that. But I can assure these guys that it's not going to continue, and I try to, and they are understanding that that's part of the game, and they're smart, and they know that this type of stuff happens. But it's time for young players to step up, and whoever gets an opportunity, it lands on them for that night. I want them to do their job to the best of their ability. And we'll be a better team for it. And I think everybody knows that and realizes that as we're walking through these tough times.
Jack Summers.
Tori, just to clarify, is it the abductor or the adductor, ADD or ABD?
ADD.
Thank you.
Apple dog.
Tori, just when you hear that Bum's dealing with something, just given all the injury news you guys have had, does your mind go to, oh, please let him be able to stay in the game, we're so short right now, or does it go to, get this guy in bubble wrap immediately, we can't lose anybody else?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. I initially was thinking that when I got that news quickly as he came back in and was getting ready to hit, I think Bum is bomb-proof, right? He is just such a tough man that I think he could walk through a brick wall and be okay. But once I started to gather more information, I probably was choosing option two, and maybe kicking myself for allowing him to take that at bat, because I want to get him off of his feet and get him evaluated. And no player, and for me, no player is ever going to be put into a situation where I want to risk further injury. So I'll always choose the conservative option. I've learned some very hard lessons is in my career as a manager, and I want to make sure that he's okay before we run him back out there. So I probably had both options. And then when after the time and the stimulus was gone, the time took over, the information came my way, I thought, let's get him off the field.
Evan Thompson.
That leads into what my question was, Tori. And my question was, had he reached base, would he have been able to run the bases, or would you have put in a pinch runner?
Yeah, I was scrambling. The count was 2-0 at that, I think, to start the at bat. I'm not sure. And it looked like he was gonna maybe 1-0. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but it maybe looked like he was going to find his way on base. So I was in the process of talking to Pipe about getting a pinch runner ready to go. So I was going to do all that I could to get him off the bases, because that's when the information started to really trickle in quickly, that there was a situation there. So I didn't want to put him into that position and want to get him off the base.
All right, everybody, that's the lab. Madison, I'll be back.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Tori.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. I don't think it got worse, but it was definitely there, noticeable. And I understand the sense of precaution, I guess, with the boat we're in right now. But I think it's one of those things that's just, you know, we go out there, you know, and you don't feel perfect, you know, very often. And it's just, you know, one of those things that just pops up and you got to deal with. I think it'll go away pretty fast, but you know, we'll see. We've already been on it pretty good today, so.
Madison, judging from that answer, it sounds like you believe you could possibly stay in the game tonight and be okay moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same, you know, I understand, you know, both sides, you know, given the time of year and the situation we're in with all the other injuries, that, you know, it definitely makes sense. And I see the side of precaution for sure. You know, I'm not going against what our training staff says by any means, but, you know, it's just a tough spot, you know. I mean, it's something that you don't want to deal with for sure, but.
Gilbert.
Hey, Madison, how did you feel otherwise outside of that tonight?
I definitely felt like I was trying to get around that. I thought I was doing, you know, a decent job at that. It obviously wasn't, wasn't as crisp and command wasn't as good as it has been recently. But dealing with that, I felt like, you know, just trying to find ways to get outs and keep us in the game.
In what ways was it kind of affecting you? Were there certain movements you couldn't make the way you wanted to? And did it get any worse in that fourth inning?
No, it didn't get any worse. And it didn't, I mean, it wasn't like it was, you know, grabbing it certain times. It was there the whole time. I don't know. There wasn't any one thing that was worse than the other. It was just kind of constant throughout the whole game and, you know, the whole warm-ups and all that stuff. But I don't know. It definitely didn't get any worse.
Cox.
Madison, what do you make of the streak kind of injuries you guys are on right now? Have you ever seen anything like it in your career? It seems like every day somebody's dealing with something.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable right now for sure. I'm sure there's been other times like this in my career, but this one is definitely got to be up there. And it seems to be league wide, you know, not necessarily just here, but.
Nick Coro.
Hey, Madison. So what led to you coming out when you came out? Like, did you just finally say something to those guys, or did they know what was going on from before the game?
No, we talked, I didn't just bring it up, you know, after the fourth or whatever. We talked about it, a little bit, you know, maybe the second or third or something, after the second or third, something like that. But, you know, I was, like I said, I was trying to, you know, be as honest as I could about it. You know, I don't want to make something that's, you know, I don't want to turn something that's not anything into something. So, anyway, that's just, you know, that's what we decided to go with after the fourth. It wasn't like I had a lot of more innings left. You know, I was already up at 80 pitches with all of the foul balls and deep counts and all that stuff. And four walks certainly don't help.
Were you hoping it was just going to loosen up and go away at some point?
I don't know. That does happen sometimes. But I was hoping to be a little more effective than I was dealing with that. But, you know, who knows? It's hard to say. There's, you know, so many different variables. But
did you feel okay taking that at bat in the fourth?
Yeah, it was no different. Yeah, it was no different than the rest of the time.
Hey, Madison, getting back to what you were saying about the league-wide thing with the injuries, do you think this is a residue of having a 60-game season last year and how weird the whole pattern has been to get back into shape, get into shape, get out of shape, all the things that you guys have had to cope with in the last year?
I don't know. It's hard to – I mean, that's an easy thing to look at, but it's hard to – It's hard for me to say that just because, I mean, shoot, we haven't even, well, we played 44 games or 45 games or something like that. So we haven't even gotten past the 60-game mark that we would have had, you know, we played last year. So I don't know. I mean, I wish I had some kind of answer for you, but I don't know.
How about for you personally?
What's that?
You personally, having gone through the whole yourself,
it's cutting out a little bit.
How about if for you personally, how going through the whole process yourself the last year?
I mean, I don't know. I feel fine. I think this is going to be something that is going to be, you know, it's going to be a non-issue in a couple of days. I could be wrong about that. I don't know, but judging on, you know, things that I've dealt with in the past and all that, I feel like this is going to get taken care of pretty quick. I don't think it's a big deal, and we want to keep it that way.
Doug Franz.
Madam, do you mind explaining the pain? Was it crampish? Did it feel like it would never stretch? Did it feel like it was stretched too much? What was the pain that you were dealing with?
I don't know if I would call it pain, maybe discomfort. I don't know. It's a little, it was just tight. It's just something that's there that, you know, it's definitely not, you know, not usually there and you're not dealing with. So I think it affected my command a little bit, really. But it's hard to say, and you never know. It just seems that way. You know, it definitely had my attention, some of my attention, I'll say that.
All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you
tomorrow. Thanks, Madison.
Thank you.
Thank you.